Hello and welcome to the Cricket Podblast. I'm Ross Armstrong.
And I'm Alex O'Dell.
And if you live cricket, then you'll love the Cricket Podblast. Now here are some things coming up from me. Good month, bad month. We take a sideways glance at the first month of the 2012 cricket season. We see who's had a good month, who's had a bad month, both teams and individual. It's good month, bad month. It's very simple. It does what it says on the tin. We move on to Carberry Corner, myself and Alex's favourite forgotten England opening batsman, and we judge how close he is to getting back into the England setup. We move on swiftly to cricketer you've never heard of the month. We move on to the Rawnsley Roundup. That's Matthew Rawnsley, a cricketer I happen to be friends with on Facebook, and we judge what he's been up to this month, judging by his Facebook wall. Then I critique the cricket critic. I critique the cricket critic this week, Vic Marks. And a new segment that's new, entitled Cricket Quote of the Week. That's all new. What's coming up from you, Alex?
Well, I'm going to be playing with a slightly straighter bat this month. We're going to begin by talking about the England number six position. Seems to be Ravi Bapara's for the present, but where are the other players knocking on the door? We're going to move on to a bit of a review of Christopher Martin Jenkins' new autobiography. And finally, we're going to travel across the pond and have a look at the very American idea of switch hitting, which Kevin Beatson might know something about.
Thank you very much, Alex. That's enough from you. I've won the toss, and I've elected to chat.
Good month, bad month then, Ross. Why don't you tell us, first of all, who's had a good month?
Two out of two. Warwickshire have had a good month.
Yeah.
Jonathan Trott back into the side yesterday, scored 178.
Yeah, Warwickshire closing at 545 on the kind of pitches that we've seen in this rainy April. It's really quite an achievement. And after Trott scored 178, Tim Ambrose coming in, Ricky Clark coming in, both getting 50s.
Well, Ricky Clark, is he batting at nine? The tall batsman, Ricky Clark. What, he seems to be batting very low down. He scored a century in the last game, again from nine. What are Warwickshire playing at?
I don't know. I think Warwickshire have an embarrassment of riches. Yeah. I think they're genuine title contenders this year. I think Sussex are better than people give them credit for.
Yeah.
But they're going to really struggle to come out with a result against Warwickshire. They can only hope for rain.
Very good. Now, Nottinghamshire are also in a very good position against Worcester. Andre Adams having ripped out Worcester's top order, as many have done in the past. And we might move on to Worcester. Maybe they'll escape the bad month.
Well, I know Worcestershire are very, very close to your heart. You're a Worcestershire man yourself. Yeah. And Worcestershire widely tipped to be going down to the second division this year.
Yeah.
Showing that they've got a bit of bite around them.
Yeah.
And you have a look at their top order, and I look at players like Solanke and Ali, and there are runs there.
There are runs there. There are good players, and Gareth Andrew coming back into the team. I don't know whether you're familiar with Gareth Andrew. He uses the mongoose.
Does he? What on a normal captain?
Not in 4-day games. But he's one of the key exponents of the mongoose in the 2020 game, the short-handled bat. And when he's back, I'm sure, well, he's a good bowler as well. We should be all right.
I like Worcestershire, and I like, I hope they won't hold this against me, but unfashionable county sides. And I don't think Worcestershire could ever be accused of being fashionable.
No, I don't think that. I think they're there with Gloucester and Glamorgan, who incidentally, as a preview, were Michael Carberry's opponents this month. We'll find out how he got on later. But good month as well for Sachin Tendulkar.
Well, he's now an MP. He's going to be an MP. I don't quite understand that.
Well, the Indian president, Manmohan Singh, has approved... do you approve of that? Why did that? Sort of half accent. Sachin Tendulkar approved his election to the Rajya Sabha. It only seats... I'm sure that's not right. It has only six seats on it. He's filling one of them. No, 12 seats. Sorry, they've doubled it. And it's for people with special knowledge or practical experience in matters such as literature, science, art and social service. Where does Sachin fit in there, do you think, Al?
I think some people would say his batting's an art, but it doesn't quite fit, does it? It's an interesting political decision, and this is quite common in certain countries. I mean, Sri Lanka, we had the situation with Jayasuriya turning up for one game last summer, who's now a member of parliament in Sri Lanka
as
well.
That's true, yeah.
So maybe I think actually there's probably space there for a feature about ex-cricketing politicians.
Yeah, maybe we could put some questions to them.
Most famously of all, you had John Major and John Howard, who was then Australian Prime Minister. Both complete cricket nuts.
Yeah, nuts, but not professionals. Were they? How was Howard?
No, they weren't professionals.
Anyway, previous members of this include Indian hockey captain Dilip Turki, Ravi Shankar, and Simon Le Bon off Joan's Around.
Well, it was in the Indian Parliament.
No, I made that up. Now, we'll come back to Ravi Shankar. Ravi Shankar, is he Nora Jones' dad?
I have no idea.
I think he's Nora Jones' dad. Anyway, everyone was pretty happy about this. As you'd imagine, he's a pretty popular guy, Sachin Tendulkar. I think his batting is science, his art, his social service and literature. But Harsha Bogle said, if the nomination's an honour, I'm all for it. But if it's an attempt at improving governance in India, then he doesn't have the experience.
Well, that's probably right, isn't it?
Probably right. To which Sachin might reply, who the hell are you, Harsha Bogle?
I don't know.
The joke might be on us. Some people might be sitting there at home going, Sachin? It's Harsha Bogle. Come on.
I have a difficulty with Sachin Tendulkar. He has been batting now for himself for how long? just incredible. Please, retire. I know that's going to lose us every listener.
You're saying someone should run him out of his whole career. Is that what you're saying?
I think someone should come in and do a both of them on a boycott. Just run him out his whole career and over again.
Wow, that's incredible. Big words. Okay, bad month. Reigning champs Lancashire have lost two on the bounce.
Yeah, they're not doing well.
Not doing well. Making a partial recovery as they pushed towards 400 at Somerset. Stephen Croft scoring 113 before being bowled by Vernon Philander. Any views on Philander?
Well, Philander's come in and taken three late wickets. He's consistently taking runs. There's a podcast I'm a big fan of, which is the ESPN Switch Hit podcast. Sure. And they had George DeBell talking about Vernon Philander the other day and saying effectively that you can't argue with his stats, but there are still other bowlers that you would fear more. But that is what is dangerous about Philander.
His stats.
Comes
at you with stats.
Because he is absolutely, without a doubt, the least impressive bowler in terms of run-up or pace or anything like that. But he is absolutely overwhelmingly effective.
He'll get you out. That's what I'm going for in the upcoming season.
That's probably what you choose, yeah.
Northants, another unfashionable team, I would argue, have lost two out of two also. But despite it, young Jack Brooks has made the Lions squad. Shall I read out the Lions squad while we're here?
Well, we've got the Lions squad just pulled up. I'm excited by it. I think there's some good choices.
Yeah, Samet is back in, who I'm always a fan of.
Well, of course, that means he's dropped from New England.
I suppose so, yeah. Jack Brooks is in there. Simon Kerrigan of Lancashire. Nick Compton, who's had a very good start to the season. James Taylor is captain. Joe Root, Ben Stokes, who I'm a big fan of. Stuart Meeker, Matt Coles had a good start to the season as well for Kent, the tall, fast bowler. Jake Dernbach, Johnny Barstow, and another player will leave as a mystery for now. But Nick Compton has scored 675 runs so far this season.
Yeah, Nick Compton is 28 years old.
Yeah,
you even think that Nick Compton is the future. Yeah. Having said that, you and I, and this dovetails nicely, not only are we older, but we're massive fans of Michael Carberry.
Absolutely.
Michael Carberry is what, 31?
He is, he's 31. He's older. I mean, I didn't realise that Nick Compton was as old as he was. He always seemed to be quite a young guy to me. Maybe he just wasn't fashionable on the scene. Again, it doesn't seem to make sense, his career. I think he made his 2020 debut 5 years before his first class debut. I don't know whether that's a missed stat from cricket.com or he's just had a very strange career. In fact, the only thing that makes sense about Nick Compton's possible impending England career is that he was born in Durban. The player you've never heard of the month has to be Alan Richardson, Worcestershire's evergreen.
Well, everybody's heard of him now. I mean,
well, he has. Yes,
one of the five wisdom cricketers of the year.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Alan. We take your hat off too. He's 36 years young, and he's coming to the Worcester side. He's had an unbelievable season. Took 73 wickets in the first division, kept them in the league single-handedly, and it's very difficult to beat stats like that. Now, Carberry Corner. We're onto it. Carberry Corner.
Well, this is a long-running campaign that we've been running.
Right, yeah.
To have Michael Carberry restored to his rightful place, which is at the top of the England batting lineup.
And this could turn, I don't know, we might take this to the streets. It could get quite, not to Mike Skinner, we might take that this could be...
I'm angry.
Are you angry?
Yeah.
It could be a riotable matter.
I'm ready to walk.
Okay, you're to at least walk. Now, Carberry's first game was against Gloucestershire. He scored 3 and 18.
Mm.
Not a strong start for Michael.
It's not a strong
start.
We're
doing our end of the bargain, Michael. You've got to hold up yours.
You really do.
Now, he then played Glamorgan. Not in a great place. Not good times at the Swallock at the moment. They've lost quite a few games this season, including a thriller just recently. Glamorgan, he scored 27 and 13.
Yes, these are tough pitches. Yeah, yeah. They're tough pitches for everyone. I think they are disturbing somewhat the normal statistics of players. But I think my point about Michael Carberry is that really the selectors have started to see what we've seen for such a long time.
Yeah.
Because despite those statistics, they put him in the Lions squad.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the big surprise. We were holding back that Alex has spilled, like a catch that might fall to him at deep cover. But yes, Carberry's made it back into the setup, and it's the beginning of big things. Just 1 month into our campaign, things were already happening. Did they heed the threats of violence that we made during the beginning of the segment?
Let it never be said that the ears of the selectors are deaf to the advice of the average men.
Strong words.
Let that never be said.
Very good. Critique the cricket critic.
Peter Pear,
the Worcestershire mascot, picked a pipe. And that's really cool. He's really cool, Peter Pear.
Is he really the Worcestershire mascot?
He is, yeah. I once in my youth threw a cricket ball at him. But he wears a very padded suit, so don't worry.
Now, are pears a produce of Worcestershire?
Very much so, I believe. Yeah, we're known for it. I wasn't involved in the production of those pears. Now, this week, Vic Marks. Now, Vic is tackling the issue, the thorny issue, some might say, of Andrew Strauss's return to the Middlesex team, which wasn't so successful.
No, he came up against a pretty fired-up Graham Onions.
He certainly did. That sounds like something from a child's book. Mr. Onions. Vic's turned into something else. When he says, see what you think of this. He wanted runs to put his mind at rest and to silence those who think he is on the wane as a batsman. The odds were always against him against Durham. Fair enough. The pitch was inevitably moist. The ball was new and dark, and Graham Onions was eager to impress. Onions cleaned him up twice for a total of 6 runs in between scudding April showers. It's too sexy. It's too sexy.
It's only sexy the way you read it.
Well, the man's verbosity is to be reckoned with.
Was he a player, Vic Marks?
Do you know what?
He's one of those people I don't know who he is.
What he does.
Is he on Test Match Special?
I don't know. Well,
do you think we should have looked this up beforehand?
I don't know who he is at all. I think, I might be wrong, I think he's a friend of Harsha Bogle's. Now, what you've all been waiting for, the Rawnsley Roundup.
What's he been up to?
Well,
first of all, why don't you describe to the listeners who he is and how you know him?
Well, he was a very good bowler, lovely fluid action. And he's now my friend on Facebook. One thing to say about Matt, I like him because of this. If I invite him to an event, albeit inadvertently, he always says he's a maybe.
Yeah, that's manners. That's Worcestershire manners.
He barely knows who I am, but I certainly know who he is. Now, Matt Rawnsley, the first thing I noticed is that Matt Rawnsley has changed his picture to be Penfold from Danger Mouse.
What does that mean?
Now, if you look, it means nothing in of itself. But then he says, he's taken the World Travel Challenge, and it says that he's been to 51 of the 246 countries on the list. Now, that tells me that Matt is either bored or going mad. And at this point, I'm worrying for his sanity.
Can I double back for a second?
Yeah.
How do you know him? Why is he your Facebook friend?
I dropped him a line, said, big fan of your spin bowling. You were great at Worcestershire. We're fans. And friends, maybe, in the future. I don't want to hassle you. I don't want to put any pressure on you.
Yeah.
And I haven't. If anything, he said he might come to parties of mine, which technically he's probably not even invited to. Now, this is where it gets very interesting. There's a couple of pictures of him with babies. That's fine. But then, Matt drops this. What a day. British Embassy in Moscow then went to the ambassador's house for a cuppa.
Is he lying?
I don't know. Now, let's see what the people have said about this in his comments section. They've said, get you. I've been driving royalty around. Get me. There's our second clue. So why has Matt Rawnsley become some sort of high-class chauffeur presumably for Eastern European delegates. Is he in this country? Is he in Russia? I don't know.
He's an international man of mystery.
He's an international man. Then Matt says, beer soon, you can pick me up. Bit of chauffeur humour there from Matt. So he's definitely on board. And then they get, Martin Thomas says, definitely, knowing how much of a lightweight you are. And it all gets a bit laddie.
Does he have cricketing friends on Facebook?
Well, no. He's got other friends called Rawnsley, who I assume are members of his own family. Oh, he does. Duncan Catrall, who's another bowler around at the time, is also his friend on Facebook and sometimes messages him. In fact, when we started a page called, I think it was Rawnsley, Worcester's best player or something like that, or forgotten player, Duncan Catrall liked that.
That speaks volumes, doesn't it?
So then Matt says, just to round this up, enjoying Lebanese belly dancing.
Where? So, where, Matt?
Where is he? Come on, Matt. Give it up. I was like, so he's doing some sort of foreign tour. We don't know what Matt Rawnsley is up to. The one thing I'm starting to worry about, if he's some sort of spy, are we giving it away on the podcast by speculation? And is he going to end up in some sort of small bag?
Oh, that's horrible, Russ. That lacks taste. That's really horrible.
But I'm worried about that. And, you know, we're not so far from the site of...
Well, Matt, if you're out there, if you're listening, if you're safe...
Yeah, give us a call. Just check in.
On
please.
Facebook.
For God's sake.
Drop us an email.
Check in. Ian Laidler says about the belly dancing, nice. Get Orcan to take you to Al Jamal's.
I don't know what that means.
I don't, but he's definitely familiar with it. Then Susan Thomas says... I bet you are. She's obviously... that's in relation to the first text.
Well, that's pretty good. Thanks for that.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
We'll be keeping an eye on you,
also,
Matt.
Also, just Matt selling his car. That's just another thing I thought I'd drop in there.
Well, Ross, I'm afraid I've got to cut off your innings there.
Well, I think I got a couple of big blows in at the end there. And do you think it's a target you can match under these conditions?
Well, I hope so. And I hope everyone who's been listening is going to join us for the next Pod Blast. If you want to get in contact, we've got an email address. It's all lowercase, thecricketpodblast@gmail.com. And Ross, I believe you're updating our Twitter at cricketpodblast.
I will be trying to update that, yes. So join us for Alex's innings. Let's see if he can get off to a firm start. And do email us in if you know where Hashir Bogle is, or if Vic Marks was any good at cricket.
In the meantime, have a blast.